One of the big ones for me also, very important, is what we call the SLNCR, the Sligo to Enniskillen Greenway, and that has been awarded €1.2 million. Those are very significant sums of money, and that will progress these projects. So I'm very, very pleased to welcome them, and delighted to be part of a government that can invest in our greenways.
And Minister, I think good days like this are always good to be a part of, that when you're getting to share this sort of news, that means quite a lot of effort has gone into this, and it's been fought for quite some time, and it's going to be such a positive aspect to communities that it must be just a very, very welcoming day for yourself.
Yes, it is, because so many people have put years and years of effort and work into trying to get greenways in this part of the country. We look elsewhere in the country and we see their success, whether it's in Mayo or Waterford, and we know that they can contribute hugely to the local economy and to the quality of life of the people who live in the area. And that's something we want to do. So I'm very pleased to see that there's €67 million being allocated, and that the SLNCR, the Sligo to Enniskillen Greenway, is getting €1.2 million. That's a very significant investment. And we also see that the Charlottetown or Ballaghy to Colooney Greenway is getting €200,000 to progress work there. So it's a good day for those who support greenways, who believe in active travel, who believe that greenways can contribute very significantly as far as people's quality of life is concerned, the people who live in the areas, but also it's a huge tourism attraction. So it has a double benefit. And today, from the perspective of greenways, is a good news day.